It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Morena, Jacinda, how are you?
Morena, not bad. How are you?
Very well, thank you. It's a very sunny morning here in Tāmaki. Are you in Auckland at the moment or are you down in the capital?
I'm in the capital and I can say it is crisp, but at the moment, remarkably still.
Oh, that's nice. It's a little bit the same up there too.
When you're in Wellington.
I know, you're sort of waiting for something to happen.
Sure.
We're going to talk to you about a few things this morning. Kiwi Build, Kiwi Rail and some of the proposed changes to the voting system. Let's start with Kiwi Build though, because that's been in the news quite a bit this week. So it's a policy to build affordable homes for first-time buyers and it's under severe strain at the moment. Prime Minister, housing was one of your key three areas that you wanted to focus on as a government, alongside child poverty and climate change. How worried are you by the admission from Housing Minister Phil Twyford that the government won't make its target of building 1,000 homes by the end of this month?
And you're absolutely right that housing has been a focus for us and continues to be, but that's been across the board. Kiwi Build, yes, is the element of the program around building affordable homes. That's a bit that no one's ever tried before.
Mm.
And that's a bit we've been very open that we have wanted to look back at the way we've designed the program because it hasn't moved as quickly or been as successful as we would have hoped at this stage. So we do have 480 homes under construction. We've got roughly 10,000 contracted. But again, we've said we want to just look at the policy settings for it and see if we've got that right. And there's no template for what we're doing because at the moment it's not a subsidised building program. It's really important point to make.
Mm.
But it is the government using its size and its scale to try and intervene in the market. But the other really important parts of what we're doing include the building of state houses. We've quadrupled the number of houses under construction. We've built 1,200 already and we've got a target of hitting 6,400 and ticking along well there. And also the money we've put in, for instance, to chronic homelessness mm-hmm. through the Housing First program. So that's something that's been well supported by LifeWise and City Mission. We're rolling that out through the country too. So there's a few different strands to our work. It's Kiwi Build that we absolutely acknowledge needs a bit more work.
And I'm kind of interested on that sort of thread there as well. Other things that you can do to make houses that already exist in New Zealand more sort of, I guess, accessible and affordable and safer as well. Is that on the cards for your government to be thinking about those things?
And that's one of the discussions that we've been having. We will make further announcements around the housing area, and we said that at budget time once we have the Kiwi Build reset. But, for instance, things like rent to buy, mm-hmm. Shared equity schemes are all things that people have asked that we have a little look into, the assistance for first-time buyers. I think it's fair to say that, you know, people service pretty significant rental agreements in terms of, you know, how much it's costing people now just to keep a roof over their head. So often they could potentially service a mortgage, but it's the deposit that really gets in the way for them. So, yes, those are all things that we've been constantly having a little look at to see if we can make tweaks to make it a bit easier. And for those who are renters, we have done some work on our Tenancy Act. We're trying to reduce down the number of times people have rent increases in a year. And also on the 1st of July, the new Healthy Home Standards come in too to try and make sure rentals are warm and dry.
Fantastic. I just wanted to ask you as well, because I know there's a cabinet reshuffle coming up. Do you still have confidence in Phil Twyford as the Housing Minister?
Yeah, I've said that he has done a really tough job, and he's done a good job, but it hasn't been easy, and we haven't had our settings and our policy as it could be. So, but we all acknowledge that. That doesn't diminish the fact that Phil has done a tough job and a good job. I've said that I do have confidence in him, but we know we've got work to do.
All right, well, moving on to Kiwi Rail, this is a more positive announcement, I guess, this week, is that your government is spending some of the $1 billion investment on the rail networks on replacing 100 new trains and 900 new wagons. Will these trains be built in New Zealand, Jacinda?
Well, we lost, as you'll know, we lost some of our capacity under the last government when they were making some significant procurement decisions. You might remember the big discussion about Hillside. And so some decisions we've already made will make a difference here for local manufacturing. Like we said that we wanted to keep our electric capacity. We made that decision, I think it was last year, so that would directly benefit workshops in the hut. So what we can do here, we do try to do here, but we, I think we'll need to rebuild a bit of our capacity as well.
These new trains are going to be really good for forestry and freight movement. Does your government see a future for using rail to move people around the country in low carbon ways?
Yes, absolutely. We've already talked about our plans, for instance, for the Golden Triangle. We're seeing increasing population growth between Tauranga, Auckland and Hamilton, and that's a natural area where we've said we want to see the passenger network. Of course, there's some areas where we just don't have the infrastructure. Rail, for instance, to the airport, light rail to the airport, so there's other areas where we need to build capacity. But absolutely, what I find fascinating is the transition that in other countries we're seeing to using hydrogen for the train network. And so there's real potential there in the future, but we just need to make sure that we have our infrastructure there in the first place.
Yeah, totally. Well, the last thing we want to talk to you about this morning is these proposed changes to the voting and electoral systems. So the New Zealand Electoral Commission's put forward some proposals for how we might change the voting system. And Nick Smith was a bit controversial this week as opposition spokesperson on electoral law. He said it would favour the left to adopt some of the Electoral Commission's recommendations for the next election, especially allowing people to enrol and vote on the same day and putting more ballot boxes in supermarkets and shopping malls. What's your response to his criticism that your government has been sneaky, I think was how he put it, and cherry-picked some of these options?
I think it's about favouring democracy. You know, there are, this has been an issue that we have debated in Parliament. I was on a select committee when we reviewed the last election. I think it was the last election. We were having this exact same debate, and the government at that time blocked and didn't want to pick up the recommendation that said let's let people enrol on the same day that they vote. So just for listeners, you know, if you go into vote early before election day and you find that you aren't on the roll, you can enrol and then vote on the same day. If, however, you walk into a ballot booth on election day itself and find you're not on the roll, you can't vote and enrol on the same day. It's
a very strange distinction, to be honest.
It is. It is, particularly since we've had more and more early voting. It's made it more and more farcical. So 19,000 people walked into a ballot booth last election and voted, and it didn't count. So it's not about left or right. It's just about people having the chance to vote and have their say.
Yeah, it's a huge amount of people that votes are discounted. That's absolutely a democratic issue. So obviously, whether people vote left or right, students and people who are moving a lot will benefit a lot from being able to enrol and vote on the same day. Would your government go further? Grant Robertson and other Labor MPs have spoken in the past about the possibility of lowering the voting age to 16. You know, we're seeing so many politicised kids at the moment, like the school strike for climate, for example. Would you consider doing something like that?
Yeah, and that's, I remember that we've had this debate for a long time. There's certainly a belief in the youth movement of the Labor Party that that's something that they will have wanted. They've personally had a view on. One of the things that others have argued, you know, it's one of the things that I think we need to do regardless, is just improve the civic education in our schools. It's one of the things that comes up quite a lot when you ask people who haven't voted why they didn't vote. It's not understanding or not seeing as clearly as I'd like differences between all their options, or believing it would make a difference. A lot of it does come back to that civic education. And I've always had that feeling there's a little bit of a fear of having these conversations in schools when there shouldn't be. It's not about teaching kids how or which parties to vote for at all. It's just about talking about our system.
So you wouldn't necessarily rule out lowering the voting age?
It's Yeah, I should be really clear. It's not something on our agenda as a government right now, but I've always been open to these conversations about how we can increase participation, and lowering the age has always been part, I think, of that conversation, understandably. So at the same time, though, let's still prioritise improving civics, and that's been part of our one of our policies that we've wanted as part of our school leaver toolkit is let's support young people's financial literacy, their civic education, and help them get a driver's licence while they're in school.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Prime Minister. We'll speak to you
again
in a couple of weeks. I hope you enjoy your lovely, cool, still morning in Wellington.
I will. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.